Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Why?
Hello there, Kelsey.
Hello there, Robert.
I believe you know what today is.
Is it Friday?
Oh, it's Friday Roundup Day!
Oh, it's a Friday!
I'm feeling the spirit today, man.
I'm feeling the sauce or something.
And not even for anything good in the show.
Well,
I'll be honest, movies light. So light this week.
Really?
Here is
I know
nothing
one thing you're going to talk about, and I'm very excited about it.
But it's not a movie.
But I'm excited.
You know what I mean? I know, and I have stuff to get you excited about it.
Okay.
So without further ado, being today, April 12th, 2024, I think it's time to get into it.
Let's
Kelsey.
Get into it. Robert.
What are your thoughts on Jack Ryan?
I actually am a Snack Ryan stan. I love this fella.
Okay. Now, like, Jim or Jack Ryan?
All of it.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then you can get yourself Jack Ryan, the complete series. All four seasons on 4K. But that's not all. Don't forget, you can get all five movies. The ultimate movie collection.
Oh,
Jack
right.
Ryan. Featuring five different people fucking playing the guy.
Yeah, I was like, well, none of these guys are Snack Ryan. Like, what's happening?
He's never been played by the same fucking person.
I watched a single Jack Ryan movie because I was like, I love this guy. And we watched The Hunt for Red October, and I fell the fuck asleep because it is big snooze fest.
Is
very boring.
Yeah, okay. So Hunt for Red October would be first.
Uh-huh.
Patriot Games. Harrison Ford.
I should watch that one. I like Harrison Ford.
Or is Cleon causing danger fine, him? But... Because Alec Baldwin? Somewhere along the way?
Okay, yeah.
Because I know some of all fears. Ben Affleck, I remember when that movie came out. Never watched it. And then you got Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. And it's Chris Pine.
What an absolute dice throw of actors. They were just like, let's get
yeah.
some guys.
And then they were like... Let's have a new guy. Let's
new guy.
Not use anybody again. I think
but I love
that might be a
thing.
Yeah, but that tells me it's done though. Like he can never play it again. He's played it the once.
Yeah, you might be right.
You may never repeat.
You get one.
You
and
get
like
one.
He got four, you know?
I mean, he got a fuck ton of Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
So if you would like to buy either of these, they come out next Tuesday, April 16th. So why don't you go check them out?
Go get it.
There, so you got your four seasons of TV, you got your five seasons of movies, and that was fucking it.
Okay.
But then Kino Lorber said, you know what? Let's throw a couple things your way. That we'll bring
Kino
you
Lorber.
Something, right? We do. I don't know these movies, though. I know of them, but
okay.
I've never seen them. So Kino Lorber coming in with Fletch, the Chevy Chase movie.
Is it Chevy or Chevy?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either.
I think it's Chevy. I don't know.
Who names their child Chevy Chase? Or Chevy Chase, for that matter. Isn't there a city in Maryland named Chevy Chase? Did the city come before the man?
Oh, I bet it came after the man. Or maybe that's why he thinks he's so cool, because he's named after a town. I don't know.
What
not
a weird,
really sure.
What a weird man.
But if that's not enough... Chevy Chevy Chase for you. You can get Fletch Lives.
Oh boy.
Part 2. I actually do like this poster though.
It's a good poster. It's very painterly.
All right, man. I'm going to be honest. I don't have any feelings about Chevy Chase.
I liked him until I found out he was not likable. And then I don't like him.
I honestly never saw anything with him until like post all that stuff. Because
yeah,
I'm not going to lie, didn't see Christmas Vacation until way later.
Still haven't seen it.
It is okay.
That's
we're probably my fear is it's, now.
It's mid. Like I can't.
But see, Kelsey does like a yearly vote on the best Christmas movie, and
I do
always the winner, which tells me we have just stoked many ires.
Yeah,
by me saying it's okay. Like it's okay. It is good.
I have not seen it, and I don't feel like I need to.
I think you need to see it once. Because it is a very much like a snapshot in time. It's all about like Christmas bonus lifestyle.
There's better Christmas movies.
It's a pretty good Christmas movie because it's the human element stuff. It's all about like cramming a bunch of family into one house and the weird people that come out of the woodworks kind of stuff. And then the weird neighbors next door. Like it's really about all that. Not so much the Christmas.
I'm just salty that I beat that Die Hard bracket every year.
Die Hard, while a Christmas movie,
thank you,
is not a good Christmas movie because it's not about Christmas.
It's my favorite Christmas movie. It's about Christmas.
It's not about Christmas. It takes place at Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas, Robert.
It's a Christmas
about
movie.
A man is trying to win back the love of his daughter, and estranged wife, on Christmas at a Christmas party. And terrorists are there.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could have had like some kind of line from it. Just some, because I just went like Harry Potter. Because, you know, it's the same guy. It's Alan Rickman.
Oh, I was like, Bruce Willis is not a wizard.
No, he is not. He's just an amazing guy.
He is a wizard, IRL.
But anyway, you got the two Fletch movies. I assume they're very funny. And then you've got High Noon, which is like a classic movie. It's a classic movie.
Sure.
I've never seen it. You know, like it's a good movie. I'm sure. But I haven't seen it. But if you notice, these ones, The Slip and The Thing Inside, ooh, they match. But what is this? High Noon doesn't match. I got you a picture of what's inside. The picture of what's inside.
It's fine. Nice old school Western poster.
I like it. It's cool. I think I like it more than this one.
Yeah, this one's just the standard through the leg shot, which I don't like on any movie cover.
I like this one because it's that old paint, literally painted, hand-drawn thing,
like
you know?
Painted.
I love it. So that's it for buying. That's it. Okay. You're slim pickings. There's nothing.
Nothing.
But if you want to watch stuff, there's stuff.
And
there'd
I do
be
want to watch.
Stuff. So here we go. First up, we're going to take you to the movie theater. We've got two movies.
Yes, yes, yes.
First, we've got Civil War, of course.
I will that's be out. Seeing this.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
This is your Friday Roundup poster film. Okay.
Here we go.
So this one is good. I like it.
I like this a lot.
It sets it really good, right?
Got the war sandbags and shit.
Then you've got the IMAX one, which
it's
is
fine.
Fine. Have you noticed that IMAX always is trying to give you just the biggest shot they can possibly squeeze into a poster, right?
You notice they also love helicopters.
They do.
Every IMAX poster is like helicopter, 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 just all over the place.
And IMAX is always like desert brown.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But then you got what to me is the most striking one. This was my favorite. So the first one, it's good. It's a good visual, right? Because they're like, they're in the torch, right?
Yeah. In the
really
torch,
neat.
In the trenches.
But I think this one just sells it a bit more. It's still the Statue of Liberty.
Oh shit.
But that one's an image. You know
that
what
is
saying?
An image. Yeah.
That one sells the idea to me way harder. I like this one the best, I think.
I like the first one the best, but this one is still very good.
I do like this one. This one gets docked points for one reason. What do you think it is?
The CGI fire.
The fucking spark. I know. No more sparks.
More sparks.
Coming from where?
Just
like it's not even a thing.
Sparks.
I hate that shit. It's the worst trope besides floating heads. But anyway, I got this one. Real quick poster. I tried to find good ones. They were all in low quality. It's the best one I could find. But what do you know about the movie Sting?
I haven't heard of this one.
I have, and the posters have led me to believe what it's about. Totally what it's about. Here's a quick poster. Quick trigger warning. Skip 10, 15 seconds ahead.
Is it like bees?
Oh, it's a spider movie. Okay, we're gonna do this real quick. Okay. The biggest fear just got bigger. It's about a girl named Charlotte who gets a little spider. It grows humongous, starts killing the family, and she's got to fight it off. That's the movie. Skip it.
All right.
We're good. I do want to see it, though. Then we're going to take you to TV. We never do TV, but this one's good.
Yes.
So you go to Amazon Prime, right? Pull that up because you probably got Prime. And you're going to go turn on Fallout.
Heck yes, okay? You are.
So here's the deal. Last of Us said, we could do it right. And then everybody said, you can make video game shows correctly? And Fallout said, I'm going to do that too. Because all I've heard is that this is fucking great.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing bad about this show. I would like to watch it knowing nothing about Fallout.
Same. Like, I played a little bit of Fallout 76 and a little bit of Fallout 3 or maybe 4. I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's my extent of Fallout. But this looks good. It looks
so
good. Every preview I see. And Walton Goggins is the ghoul. Like, how can you not?
So let's get there. Because now I'm taking you to TV posters.
Yes.
Here we go. I like this one. It's the idea. We're good. Right? Boom. We've got your floating head one. We got all the stuff. I still like it. It gets little perks for having the bottle caps. I'm into the bottle caps. Right?
And we got dog meat.
Right? Okay. So then they decided to do like the like retro pinup style ones.
Yeah. Right? I wish the Prime logo was not on these. That would just be much better.
I know. But that's good.
It's very good.
So you do that. And then you got this one.
Yes.
Selling that shit right there.
Oh my gosh.
So this show stars the lovely Ella Purnell. Do you know who that is?
I recognize her face, but I don't know why.
Okay. You might know her from Yellow Jackets. She was the star of that, which Yellow Jackets is a big show. People love that. But also, you will recognize her voice, mayhaps, because she is Jinx in the Arcane show on Netflix.
Okay. Cool.
She's been in a lot of stuff. So she's like, she's hitting a lot. Like, she has never had downtime lately. And it's like all stuff you know.
Nice.
I just picked out like the latest two big ones, right?
Okay.
And then, of course, I kept another character poster for you because you already brought him up. Is the dog meat one.
It's the dog meat. Look at him. Holding
Look
a hand.
At him. Look at him.
My goodness.
Watching his master go off to do his stuff. Look at him go. So anyway, that's Fallout for you. And that's it for your movies and TV. That's all I got.
So the banner on this says April 12th, but it was available in full on April 11th for some reason.
Actually, it was all available on the 10th. It shows that it was available on the 10th.
Can they get together and make a release date and then do it on the release date? Because I have been...
You would think.
...awaiting, and I was planning on watching it over the weekend, but if I could have watched it yesterday, I would have done so.
Yeah, it's the Derpy Hooves fiasco all over again. They're telling us one thing and just doing it way sooner. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, Fallout, go check it out. It's supposed to be top notch.
All right. Well, speaking of Fallout, do you want to hear about the World Video Games?
I do.
Let's talk about Fallout. So we've got more Fallout coming. This is the Fallout Special Anthology, which I love a whole lot. Fans of Fallout will know that Special stands for all these skills down here. And those are the things that you level up in your skill tree in Fallout. I know that much about it. Fallout's pretty cool. Like the way you level up and stuff. I like it a lot. It's got good stuff going on. So when you get the Fallout Special Anthology, which came out on Thursday, April 11th, you get these 7 special cards that each have a Steam game code on them. And you also get that cool mini nuke that stores
wondering.
The ball. Okay. Yeah, the cards are... I love the nuke. There's a little button on it where you're like, you can press it. It makes a bomb sound. Just because, you know.
That's pretty fun.
So you get a bunch of Fallout games. You get Fallout 76. You get game Why Can't I Make a Word? Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition. Okay. Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. You get New Vegas Ultimate. You get Fallout Tactics, Fallout 2, and of course the OG Fallout. Okay. You can get 7 games for $60.
I was wondering if you were going to tell me the price was. That is phenomenal.
Cheap. That is
cheap. I love that.
I mean, even if you're missing just one of these games, you're kind of getting a deal because you get that mini nuke too. Like, just
and then
just
you can give
it,
the codes away to your friends that don't have Fallout and you can get them into it.
There you go. Sure. Like, I love this. I think it's very cool. And they're timing it just perfectly with the show. They're going to pick up a lot of new fans this way.
Damn it. I want it now.
Yeah, it's cool, right? Like, it's awesome. I love it. It's a nice little piece for your shelf, especially if you're a Fallout collector. Put it among with your figures and stuff. Okay. I like the little cards. It's just very cool. It's very well done. This is how you do a collectible, people.
That's it.
It's good stuff. Okay, so let's talk next about Case Files Behind Closed Doors. This one also came out yesterday on the 11th. It is an FMV game, which everyone knows stands for film, movie, video game.
Okay.
It doesn't. It's a full motion video game, which is just to say that it's one of those games that utilizes like pre-recorded clips of real humans in real places doing real things. It's like, you know, acted out scenes. And what you're doing in this game is you're a police detective and you're going through all these like old case files. You're looking at interviews, you're looking at like CCTV footage, you're doing all sorts of stuff. You can conduct interviews, which I don't know yet for this one whether you're conducting the interviews live or you're watching through old interviews and just trying to determine truth from lies, because with most of these you're looking at old stuff, but this one may give like first person things. Not sure.
Okay.
It's from publisher developer Think 10 Media Group. And this is, I believe, their first title. This game's only $9. So I think it's worth it. It's 10% off right now on Steam. I really like these little kinds of games. They usually take about 2-3 hours to play through, but they're just a fun evening. It's like watching a movie, but interactive. So
yeah.
Okay. I think if you like movies, you like mysteries, you like mystery games, you should check this one out because it's going to be a good time.
Okay.
Then next up, we have a game called Yet Another Fantasy Title. This one actually came out last Wednesday, April 10th, and it was put up also 10% off, so it's $18 right now. It's one of those like top-down RPG style games, but it's kind of absurdist. So you're like, you know, a classic rogue adventurer going to fight the big dragon. And that is just kind of the start of your journey. So you're navigating through all these different challenges to save a kingdom. You're obliterating a troublesome ring. You're engaging in fierce battles against a monstrous beaver, because why not?
Okay.
It just looks silly as heck. It's kind of cool. Like, it's
got
all
the style a bit.
Yeah. It's very well drawn, and I like top-down stuff. It's like cartoony enough to be fun, but like realistic enough to keep you hooked on. Like that fire effect, I think that's really cool. But yeah, it's mostly just like absurd humor. Like, is that a gorilla? I don't. it's a fun time.
Okay.
And again, it's pretty affordable. It's $18 right now. I didn't write down the publisher for this one, but I think this is also their first game. So
hell yeah! Oh shit.
Oh, chicken.
Okay. All right. I'm into it.
Fun stuff.
I like a good absurd game.
Yeah. The style of it reminds me a little bit of like old Diablo almost. Just like the way that it is top down, I suppose, is what's triggering that for me. But
okay.
Yeah, it's just it looks fun.
Okay.
Okay. Last game I want to talk about is called Infection Free Zone, and this one really piques my interest. So it is available as of yesterday in early access, and it is also 10% off right now. Steam is just like, you want all your favorite games 10% off? Why not? So it's $22.49 at the time, and this is a survival post-apocalyptic builder type game, which you know I am all about. So you get to select like a bunch of actual places in the world, like Berlin, New York, any kind of major city. And what you're doing is you're building your apocalypse bunker. So you choose your base of operations, you kind of rebuild the area and adapt the existing buildings around you. You're trying to create a self-sustaining settlement taking charge of a group of survivors from your city, and then when the night falls, you defend from the infected.
Okay.
It looks like a fun time. You know, I love me a survival post-apocalypse. So
yeah, you could do that one.
Get in there with it. Yeah, I think I'm going to get this one just because I need a base builder.
Yeah.
Like, I still haven't found my base builder yet. So we'll see. So that was the last game I want to talk about. But I do have one final thing for us.
Ooh.
I can't put this game down. Like, physically, emotionally, it lives on forever in me. And I'm here to talk about it again because it is officially going to be getting a movie adaptation, which I don't know what to think about that. I'm like, excited. I'm going to be there day one in full fisherman cosplay.
Oh my God. Okay.
So we don't know anything about it yet, except for that's being done by Story Kitchen, which is the people who did Sonic the Hedgehog. So
I'm sold.
I kind of trust them with it. I need them to get the tone right. That is what I need for this game. If you take Dredge and you make it like funny, cartoony, good time, like that's not what we're here for.
That's true.
I need this movie to feel simultaneously comforting and cozy, but also like something is lurking just beneath the surface, waiting for the right time to strike. Yeah. There is a beautiful story with Dredge, and if they don't tell it right, I'm going to take a riot.
Okay.
So I'm just really excited for it. I think they're going to do good by it. I'm pumped. I will keep you guys abreast of all developments the entire way through because I'm going to be absolutely stalking this one.
There we go.
And that's all I have to talk about today in the world of video games.
That is it. So hopefully you guys found some movies and game news that you can use. Good old movies and games this week. Don't forget, we're brought to you by StreamYard.
Quack, quack.
This dude right here. Where's awesome place.
He's behind my giant waterfall. It's fine. I found him.
Here he is. He is letting us use this cool platform. You can record remotely, do all these cool transitions, the ticker thing, still my favorite. It's an awesome program. Go check it out if you need this type of solution. It's a good one. It's a phenomenal one.
We love him for it.
And with that, I think that'll do it here for us.
So I believe
you guys.
We are out
next week.
Bye,
bye guys.